We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish. We are up to Sif Beis on page 206. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Eino tzarech lahafsik ela ad shiyomai baruch shachanu mishalo, v'chozer v'gomer seudaso b'lo bracha b'tchila. So here we finally have the Machlokas, Mechaber and Ramo that we saw many times in the Mishabura and the notes about where the Zimun actually goes to, where Birch HaZimun goes to. So the Mechaber says that if the third person who's being mafsik is Suda, in order to answer for the other two, he only has to be mafsik until they all answer Baruch Shachanu Mishalo, and then he can go back and finish his Suda without making a new bracha before his Achila. The Rama argues and says, V'yesh omrim shetzarach lahafsik ad sheyomer hazon es hakol. The Rama says that there are those who say that you have to be mafsik for the Zimun all the way through the first bracha of benching till Hazon Es HaKol, the Chein Nuhagin, and that is our Minhug. The Rambah ends off and says, V'im hayadaito lachzor v'le'achol pas. If he had in his mind to go back and eat bread, afal pi shelo ochal achakach, even if he didn't actually go back and eat more bread, but he had in mind to eat more bread, kisherotze levarech mevarech mitchilas birchas hazon. Then when he goes back to bench at the end of his achila, then he will have to go back to the beginning of benching. The kol shekedim chazar v'ochal. Certainly if he went back and he actually ate more bread. So even if he thought of eating bread but didn't eat bread, that's enough to require him to start benching from the beginning, even though he already was mafsik as suda for the zimun, which went all the way through Hazon Es HaKol. And now let's see the Mishabura beginning in Sivkata Nevav. The Mechaber again said, you only have to be mafsik until Baruch Shachanu Mishalo. The Bazel Levad Yotzi Midei Birchas HaZimun. According to Mechaber, till there you are Yotzi already, the Birchas HaZimun, and then you can go back to your Achila. However, then he says, the Mechaber said, you go back and finish your Suda without a bracha b'tchila. Tahainu She'ein Tzarech Oda Pan Netzila Sadayim V'Amotzi. After you answer for the other two people, you do not have to go back and make another nefilas adayim and make a hamotzi. Shareke shepasak v'shvil birchas hazimun lo isiyal taito melechol od. That's because when you stopped your suda in the middle to answer to the zimun, you would not make siyal das from eating. You planned on eating afterwards. V'im lo hayadaito lachzor v'lechol. But if you did not have in mind to eat afterwards, you planned on benching now with the tzibur, v'chozer v'ochel, and then you want to go back and eat, tzarech birchas hamotzi b'tchilo v'gan nefilas adayim emela. Then you would have to go back and make another hamotzi, and emela you'd require another nefilas adayim. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Oschas, he writes, this is from the Magen Avraham. The Eino Dome Lohod Simen Kuf Ayin Tes Sif Aleph. This is not similar to that which we learned earlier, that if you say Havlon Unavarech, you say let us bench, that according to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran, Eino Tzarech Levarech Al Achila Afilu Yisrael Daito. Then you want to go back and eat, you would not need to make a new bracha. The Hocha Gora here, it's worse. Kevon Shegan Berach Birchas Azimun. Here you already answered to a Zimun, so it's even more of a Hesach Hadas, and therefore in this case, if you were not planning on going back and eating when you answered to the Zimun, then you would in fact have to make a new bracha. Then the Ramah told us that there are those who argue and say that if you're pausing your achila in the middle to answer to the Zimun, it's not enough to wait till Baruch Shachan Mishalo, you have to wait all the way through Hazon Es HaKol. Svir Lahu says the Mishabura, this opinion holds, the after birchas hazon lav legamri mi birchas zimun hi, even though the first bracha of benching is not completely part of birchas zimun, that rea yochid omer osagam kein, an individual who's benching also says the first bracha of benching, so it's not purely birchas zimun, afilu hachi shaykh le birchas zimun. Even so, it does have a connection to birchas zimun, the nevarech levad ein a bracha. Just saying nevarech, baruch shachan mishalo, that alone is not a bracha. She'ein ba she'im u'malchus, v'koy al-mashem mevarech ha-mezamein achaka birchas hazon. And that's only going on that which the mezamein is going to say afterwards, the bracha of hazon, and therefore the Ramah says, if you pause your suda in the middle to answer for two others that want a bench, you have to wait till they finish the bracha of hazon as hakol, and then you can go back to eat. Says the Mishabura Vayter in Sivkotan Tess, ad sheyomer hazon, v'chozer v'gomer seudaso. And then he goes back and he completes his suda, kimo shekasav ha-mechaber, the mechaber wrote, v'achakach mevarech mitchilas birchas hamazon. And then when he decides to bench at the end of his suda, he goes back to the beginning of benching, kimo shesiyam haramol basof. Like the Ramah said at the end, that if he goes back to his achila of bread, he has to go back and bench the whole benching from the beginning when he decides to bench. Ve'atam, and the reason is that after Shoma Birchas Hazon Mipi HaMezamin, even though it's true he already heard the first bracha from the Mezamin when he paused his suit in the middle, Mikom Mokom Harei Tzorach Levarech Kol HaBirchas HaMozon B'Shvil Mash Ochel Achakach. But he has to go back and bench the entire Birchas HaMozon because he has to cover the Achil he did afterwards, so he can't rely on the bracha of Hazon HaSachol which he heard earlier when he ate bread afterwards. Umesayim haRama. Oh, the Rama adds on to that and says, "Da'afilu lo ochal achakach." Even if he didn't in fact eat more, imrak bedaito haya. Even if he only had in mind to eat more, be'esha pasa kedei lishmua birchas hazimun. At the time when he pauses achila in order to hear the birchas hazimun, he had in mind to eat afterwards. Lachzor achakach ligmor suda. So his mindset was he's going to go back afterwards to complete his suda. Keshivarech achakach maschil mitchilas birchas hazon. When he goes back to bench afterwards, he will have to begin from the beginning of benching, from the beginning of Hazon. The cave and the dieto hayo leechel od, because since he had in his mind to eat more, mistoma lo kivein lotzeis bebirchas Hazon mipiyam ezamim. So mistoma, he didn't have in mind to be yotze that bracha of benching, because he wasn't ready for benching yet. Ach, im lo hayo bedaito leechel od. However, if he did not have in mind to eat any more, v'lo ochal, and he didn't eat more, he didn't have in mind to eat more, and he didn't eat more, kishemavarech birchas hamozon, when he then goes back to bench, maschil minodalecha. Then he starts from the second bracha of benching, because he already was yotze. Kemo b'chol mokom kishashomea birchas hazimun. Like any time you hear birchas hazimun, we said the ideal way is for the Mavarech to say the first bracha and everyone to listen, and then you continue on from Nodalacha. And therefore, if this person wasn't planning on eating anymore and he didn't eat anymore, then he also is Yotze, the first bracha with the Mavarech, and then he continues on from Nodalacha. Let's pause here, even though we're in the middle of a Mishnah Berurah. Let's see a note, and then we'll see a Bir Halacha. Note number 5 just points out that which he said, since you had in mind to eat more afterwards, mistami, you didn't have kavana to be yose in the bracha of hazon, v'tam hadover shetzarech lahasik v'lishmo ar hazon hasakol. The reason why you have to wait for the bracha of hazon hasakol when you're pausing to answer to the zimun, av she'ein b'dayto lotzei shidei habracha harishona, even though you don't have in mind to be yose with this bracha, mevur b'beis yosef b'shem hatosis v'arosh. The beis yosef brings down b'shem the tosis on the rosh, she'kidei she'ein nikr she'mezam n'ar lov. That should be recognizable that you're part of the zimun. Tzoruch lahafsik achiloso v'lishmoa bracha achas. You have to stop your achila and hear at least one bracha. Then it's nicker that you're part of the zimun, and therefore the rishonim say you have to wait till then. V'kein zebir agonu shomazamin arbach. Similarly, Rosh Shomazamin explains sheshnei inyonim yesh birchas hazon. Similar to what the Mishnah Berurah just explained, there are two aspects to the first bracha of benching. Gamshi nechsheves ikar birchas hamazon. On the one hand, it's part of the ikar benching. V'gami it's also part of the zimun. Therefore, when you pause your achila in the middle and you heard it from the mezamein, then you're only yotze your chiv of zimun. Then, when you bench yourself after eating more, after having had in mind to eat more, yotze yidei birchas hamazon. Then, when you say the bracha yourself, you're yotze your chiv of birchas hamazon. But the bir halacha jumps on the fact that the Rama says, Vim hoya daito lachsor v'leachol pas. He focuses specifically on bread. But let's say, asked the Bir Halacha, a person is answering to a zimun, and he plans on eating, and he does eat afterwards, cake, or fruit, or other things, and he doesn't actually eat bread. So the Rama seems to tell us specifically bread. So says the Bir Halacha in the Ramaskal, lachsor v'leachol pas, avol, im lo haya bedaito lecho rak parperes obasa vidogim vekeyose baze. But if he only had in mind to eat afterwards mezonos or meat or fish or similar things, yotze yidei chovas birchas hazon, he is yotze his chiyuv of the first bracha of benching, ve'ein tzaruch lahaschil mitchilas birchas hamazon. And he does not have to start his benching from the beginning, rak mi birchas nodolocha ve'eloch. He only has to go from nodolocha and onward, v'yizar lochatchilo shelo yasiel pein tayin. But he should be careful not to speak in the interim between the time that he was yotze the first bracha and he continues nodalocha, even though he's going to be eating in between, he should not be talking in between. The achar birchas hamazon yivarech mein shalosh he bracha achron ala peperashim bechamesh saminim. And after he benches, then he'll have to go back and make an alamichya on the mazonos that he ate, ki lo niftara bebirchas hamazon hov lo berach bebirchas hazon. Since the benching is not going to cover it, because the bracha of hazon, the first bracha of benching, he said before he ate that food. Therefore, the benching is not covering that food, and therefore, whatever appropriate bracha there is for that food, in this case, it will be alamichya, he would have to go back after benching and make an alamichya. If you skip three lines, he says, hetakti divrei achronim beze achlibi megamgem. I quoted, like we just read, the words of the Achronim, but I'm not very satisfied with this. From the Mogen Avraham, it's mashma a little bit that even lechatchila you can do what we just said. You can actually go and eat after the first bracha, and then go on and say only from nodolcha afterwards. Ulaniyas daiti lo nihira, but in my humble opinion, says the Chavaschaim, it's not very clear. The nihida b'shibalei leket ha'ma'ayim b'mashmak tzaskein mikom mokom ha'rayvid ha'muva b'rosh b'perek shalosha she'ochlo muchal p'hedid lo svir lekein. The rayvid is clear that he doesn't hold that way. The gam harash b'hiskim with v'ar of ayin sham. The gam harash gufa, he goes on to explain, the rosh is not so poshut, and he leaves off a tzarachin. So he's not so satisfied with these achronim, but l'maisa he loses tzarachin. It's not so pasha. L'maisa the Rama only focuses on the fact that you have in mind to eat bread, or you actually eat bread. Then you have to start benching from the beginning. The mashmos is if you have other foods, you would not have to start benching from the beginning. You could actually eat in the middle of benching. You say the first bracha, you eat in the middle of benching, and then you don't speak, and then you go and continue from nodalucha. The Chavos Chaim is not convinced. The Rishonim that say the other way, but he leaves off tzarachin. Let's continue in the Mishavura, turning the page. We're on the top of page.
Sorry, excuse me, I must interrupt. What do people do? This is a very, very practical question.
You should make sure
do people really start know that?
I'll tell you what people do. Lemaisa. It's very simple. What we do, Lemaisa. Lemaisa. We are not knowing to be yotzei with the bracha of the mevarich, even the first bracha.
Right.
And therefore, since we're never yotzei with him, so if I'm answering a zimun to two other people and I hear the first bracha, when I go back, I'm going to bench anyway myself in the beginning. So it's not no geya to what we do, Lemaisa. Right, I didn't want to announce it that way. It's not the Gelamaisa because the Mishaburah did say, if you remember, that the ideal way, even nowadays, after the Mishaburah said the minog is for everyone to bench the whole thing, the Mishaburah said, but the best way to do it would be if you have three people and the other two are going to be able to focus during the first bracha, even Lamaisa nowadays to rely on the tashbates and to have the Mavarah say the first bracha and everyone listen and everyone pick up a nodalucha. So I don't want to officially say we're not knowing this way, but Lamaisa we're not knowing this way. Lamaisa we're knowing that everyone benches and therefore this Bir Halachas Tzarachiyin is not Lamaisa for us because we would obviously go back and bench from the beginning even if we didn't eat bread. Thank you for the clarification. Thank you for asking for the clarification. Continues the Mishabura on the top of page Kuf Dalid. The very top words, Kosvu HaPoskim. The Echor HaMafsik L'Shnayim Yochol LaHafsik Kama Pa'amim. When you have one person that is interrupting his Suda to answer for two people who want to bench, he's able to do that numerous times. Kigon, for example, Shemitchila Achlu Shlosha. In the beginning, three people ate a Suda together. V'Hifsik Lahem Echor. Two people finished eating, one paused his suda in the middle to answer. Afterwards, two other people came and joined this one person who was left. This person can then go and answer a second time for the second group. It's not shayach to say the zimun left them already. Since two people joined him that were not part of any previous zimun, they require a zimun, therefore they could be mitzarefim to their zimun as well. And so too, the same person can keep answering to two new people that come each time, he could keep joining into their zimun. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, it owes Yud. He writes, "V'lo dami lahadis simen kuf tzadigim osefei." It's not similar to what we learned earlier that if one person answered a zimun of three, and another person answered another group of three, and another person answered another group of three, and then all three of the ones who answered found themselves together, they can't make another zimun. It's not similar to that case. Dishon pasak de'enam yicholim lazamein. Therefore, they can't. In that case, we said they can't make their own zimun. Mishum de parach zimun minayu, because the zimun flew away from all of them. Dishani hasan, that was different. The kol echad mechaburasam kfar nistarif. That's because each one of the three already was yotzei zimun in his previous chabura. Avahachabur over here, yeshnayim shelo zimnu meolam. Each time he's joining two other people, never made a zimun. Ubishvil ha echad shezimun leislamba. And just because one of them was part of Zimun Reish doesn't affect us. The logora mi ochal ola shel yarak. It's no different than if a person ate a vegetable or a person finished benching by accident that he could still join the Zimun afterwards. And therefore, in our case over here, this same person who answered the Zimun 1, when two new people come, he could answer the Zimun 2. And then two more people come, he could answer the Zimun 3. Continues the Mishabura. Avol. We are in the sixth line on page Kuf Dalud. Avol im hayu chamisha b'chabur achas. But if it wasn't three and then another two coming, there were five there from the beginning. V'hivsik echad l'shnayim, and one was mafsik as achila to be mitzaref to three for the other two who finished eating. Shuv eino yochol azamin im l'shnayim shenisharim. Then this third person who answered for the first two can't answer again for the other two who were there during the zimun. The parach zimun minayu. There the zimun left everyone. They were all there, and therefore there's no more zimun allowed over here. Umashma afilu ochlu achakach biyachad. It's mashma even if they actually ate together the last three, afterwards they still can't make their own zimun. Ubesefer Evan Ozer cholek alzad. Evan Ozer argues with this and says they can. Achkama achronim yashim es dvarav. But many achronim answer up the words of the Evan Ozer. Avol, but says the Mishabura, im hayu shiva o shmona, if there were seven or eight, and no 10 writes, who had then if there were six? V'hisik l'shnayim mehem, and one person stopped his achila to answer for two, yachol achakach lahasik oda pan lahashar. He can also interrupt afterwards to answer for another group. Why? Delo shayach bazeh parach zimun minayu. It's not shayach in this case to say the zimun flew away from everyone. Kevan shahayo ben kedei zimun. Since there were three that were making a zimun, and there were at least six people there, so there were at least another three, four, or five that were able to make their own zimun, and therefore the zimun does not leave that group. And note number 10, he points out, Huadinim Hayo Mitchila Shisha, same thing would be if they had six from the beginning. The Echad Hivsik Lashnaim, one stop for two. Shuv Yochel Lazamin Imashlosha Hanusarim. He would be able to be Mazamin again with the remaining three. Kevan Shiesh Bem Levadim Kedei Chiv Zimun, since they have enough for a Chiv Zimun, as long as there are at least three people that are not included in the Zimun, they can make their own Zimun, and this person who answered with the first two would be able to answer again with the other three. Vaiter in the Mishabura, Od Kaswa Poskim, the Poskim write further. Kishem the same way one person stops his suda in the middle to answer a zimun for two who want a bench, who adin shlosha o arba'a tzrichin lahafsik mesudasam lahashlim lahasara levarach b'ashem. So too, three or four people need to stop their suda in the middle to be mashim to the other six or seven so they could bench with Hashem's name. Ach the bazeh lekuli alma ain't tzrichim lahafsik rak ad baruch elokeinu she'achalnu v'lo yoser. But in this case, everyone agrees. We had a machlokes in the Mechaber and the Ramban in the beginning of this sif that when you're stopping to make a zimun of three, do you stop just through baruch she'achalnu mishalo or through the brach of hazon? But when it comes to being mafsik for 10, everyone agrees you only have to be mafsik for the actual zimun, not for the first bracha. And that's because, again, you're going to have three or four people that are able to make their own zimun afterwards. You were only mafsik here to be mashlim the Shem Hashem. You weren't really mafsik to really join the zimun. They had a zimun without you. All you were mafsik for was to make it a davar shebekdusha, to have 10 people to say Hashem's name, but not for the zimun. They didn't need you for the zimun. And therefore, there's no reason for you to hear the whole first bracha, the Mishabura says, according to anybody. V'im ochlu biyachar achar kach la'achar shefziku. And if then the three or four continue eating together after they were mafsik to answer for the 10, yicholim levarech b'zimun, they could still make their own zimun. V'lo parach zimun minayo, the zimun does not leave them. Ki lo nitztarfu meikara rak la'askaras Hashem, like we just mentioned. They were not mafsik in the beginning for benching. They were only mafsik to be mashlim to 10 people to say Hashem's name. V'chein yicholin achakach leistak l'shisha acherim she'ochlu etzel mazamim Hashem. Not only could they be mafsik to make their own, not only could they be mitzarev together to make their own benching at the end, they could even be mitzarev to another six people or seven people to bench again with Hashem's name. Delo shayach lomar parach zimun damiras elokeinu, because it's not shayach to ever say that the zimun of elokeinu flew away. Da kol be'asara shchinta shayu, the shchina show on all 10. Therefore, if you had six that wanted to bench and four stop their suda for them to say Hashem's name, when the four go back to eat, another six join them, they could bench again with Hashem's name because the Shekhinah is with these 10 just as well as it was with the first 10. V'cheinim yesh afilu chamisha shehefsiku l'chamisha acherim. So too, if you have five people that were masik, their suda in the middle to answer for another five people, mitzarfen achakach l'chamisha acherim l'birchas elokeinu kesh'ochem al koponim kezayis pas biyachad. Those same five who are masik the suda to answer for the other five to say Elokeinu, they can be masik with another five who join them afterwards in the Eda Kazayas together to make another Zeman with Elokeinu. That ends Simon Reish. And now we will begin Simon Reish Aleph, again the top of page Kuf Dalid. Mihu ha-mevarech, who should lead the benching? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Godol mevarech afilu ba basof. The greatest one, as we'll see, the greatest in Chochma is the one who leads the benching, even if he comes at the end. We'll see exactly what that means in the Mishibura. V'imrotza litein rishus lekotan levarech rashai. And if he wants, if the Godol wants to give permission to someone lower than him, someone smaller than him in Chochma, he is allowed to. V'hani milik is she'en sham oreach. This is only talking about where there is no host and guest. It's just a few balabatim. There's no one that's officially the balabayas, and there's no one who's officially the guest. But if there is a guest there, the guest benches. Afilu im balabayas godol mimenu. Even if the balabayas is greater than the guest will bench. The reason is kadeshi avarech balabayas, so he will bless the balabayas. Uma bracha mevarecha. What bracha does he give the balabayas? Yiratzon shelo yevosh v'lo yikolim balabayas hazeh. That it should be Hashem's will that he shouldn't be embarrassed and humiliated. The balabayas lo balam hazev lo balam haba. Not in this world, not in the next world. The asliya b'chol nechasav. He should be successful in his nechasim. The nechasim mutzlachim ukrovim leir. His nechasim should be successful and close to the city. Lo yishlo tzotan maase yodav. The tzotan should not be able to rule over his handiwork. Vayizdakik lefonav shum dvar chait v'hir avam yata v'yorulam. And no sin should come to his hands from now and forever. The Imbala Bayis wrote said Levater al Birchoso Ulvarech Birchasamozam Biatmo. If the Balabayas wants to be Mavater, the Ramah tells us what Mavater means. Sheino wrote to Lahakbir, he doesn't want to be Makbir, he wants to be Mavater. On the bracha he gets from the Oreach, and he wants to rather lead the benching himself, Rasha, he's allowed to. Vahu Adin Shiyachalitain Lavarech Lemisha Yirtza, he can also choose whoever he wants to lead the benching. Let's begin the Mishabura Sivkotan Aluf. We said that the Godel is Mavarech. Hainu ha-godol b'chachma she-b'chol ha-mesubin, the greatest one in Chachma out of all those who are sitting there, hu yeh ha-mevarech b'chaz ha-mazon l'kulam, he will lead the benching, and like the olden days, he will be motzi everyone in the benching. V'afta hashta ha-minog she-kol echa mevarech la'atma b'lachash, and even though the minog is nowadays, like we just discussed, that everyone really benches themselves, u'kitl'el b'simen kuf pe-gimul, mikomoko minog derech eretz l'chabdo shiyahu ha-mezamin. There's still an inyan in being Mechabi, the greatest one, not to be motzi everyone in benching, but at least he should lead the Zeman if he's the greatest one in Chachma. It's talking about a case where all the people sitting there were balabatim that were eating from their own food. Because if one person was really the balabayas, hadover talui bo litein l'oreach levarich, then it's all talui on the balabayas to give to one of the guests to lead the benching. Kidla kamei. Now, in note number 2, he points out by the Lel Seder, we saw this already a few times, the Ramah writes in Hilchos Pesach that the Baal Bayis should bedafka lead the benching, because it says, Tov ayin hu yevurach, a good eye, hu yevurach, he is praised, and we make a drasha, hu yevurach, he should one leading the benching. U Baal Bayis nikra tov ayin, and the Baal Bayis is called a tov ayin by the Seder, shari omar kol dichvin yeseh v'yechol, because he invited everyone to his suda. Because of Mishabura Shom, shal Baal Bayis yevurach kam im yesham oreach. That the Minog says the Mishabura Babayas should lead the benching by the Seder, even if there is a guest there, Shemikom Mokom, Ein Bekach Peda in Birach Acher. Because even though there's an Inyan for the Babayas to lead the benching, but it's not a Peda, and anyone could really lead the benching. Says the Mishabura Vaiter, so if there was a Balabayas there, the Dover is Talui Bo Litin Loreach Levarach is telling the Balabayas to give it to one of the guests to lead the benching. Ola Misha Yirtza Mibne Beso, or from anyone he wants from his Mishpacha, the Yivarach Gamkein Lebalabayas. And the family members will also bless the Balabayas, will say the Birchas Oreach. And if you look at note number 3, he writes, Ukeshem Shekasa the Magen Avram, like the Magen Avram tells us, Shevadai Gam Bnei Abayas Heim Orachim L'Inyan Zeh, that household members, children, are also considered guests in their father's house, V'aleihem L'Varach As Balabayas, and they should bless the Balabayas, V'chein Das Revel Yoshev, V'afim Heim Smuchim Al Shulchano, even if the children are being supported by the father, they should say the special Tfilas Oreach like any other guest. What about Bachrim in a yeshiva? Do they say it? So note number 3 continues and tells us, Ulinyan Bachrim be yeshiva, Kos of the Erlitzion, Sheyavarchu Brichas Oreach. So the Erlitzion says that a Bachrim yeshiva should say the Brach of the Oreach. Ubamakam lomar balhabayas yomar balhasuda. Instead of saying the balhabayas, you say the balhasuda. Hainu hanadiv. That's referring to the wealthy man who is supporting the yeshiva. Kevan shirosh hayeshiva hu rak gizbar. He's not blessing the Rosh Yeshiva. He's just a treasurer on the money that the donors are giving to the yeshiva. Aval das Rav Yoshev argues and says, Shanusuch nitkon levarech davka es balabayas. The tefillah is davka to bless the balabayas. Not the one supporting the bias, the one who owns the bias, the one who's the balabayas. Ubamokum kigonzesh she'ein balabayas. In this case of yeshiva, where there is no balabayas, sha'atormim tornim of bnei yeshiva, the ones who are giving money to the bnei yeshiva. Ein omrim es birchas ha'oreach klal. So Rez says over Yoshev, you don't say the birchas ha'oreach at all. Since there's no real balabayas, you don't say it. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Im ha'godol motzi lecha, if the godol has stuff coming out of his nose, yivarech acher, someone else should lead the benching, ki ein zeh nochon sheyafzik harbe pa'amim v'yeh rokeik v'acher, ramtinu, it's inappropriate if he has stuff coming out of his mouth or nose, that he's blowing his nose or spitting, and everyone should be waiting for him. Yesh mekomo shenohogim shenosin lo'ovel, shal ovel v'imo kol yud beis chodesh levarech, some place of a minug that they give to lead the benching an ovel over his mother or father, for 12 months, v'davka k'shulam shavim. That's davka, if everyone's equal, they're all balabatim, there's no balabayas specifically. Da'ainu shekulam ochlem mishalem, they're all eating from their own food. Aval k'sha'ochlem mipito shebalabayas, but if they're all eating from the food of the balabayas, talui b'rtzon balabayas, then it's all dependent on the balabayas. L'mi sheyirtze yitin, whoever he wants, he can give to lead the benching. V'kol shekein imrotze bi'atzmo levarech. Certainly, if he wants to lead the benching himself. What is the inyan? Why is there a minhag that sometimes an ovel leads a benching? So if you look at note number 4, he explains, Ulagabi makor minhag zeh, what is the source of such a minhag? So the Shailas Yaivit says, Shalohuska ba rishonim ba'achronim, this minhag is not brought down in the rishonim or the achronim, hurak minhag ba'alma l'sagya l'atzmo mitzos u'maisen tovim. Just now there's an inyan for an ovel to add up extra mitzos u'maisen tovim. Shal yodam mis'ala nefesh sha'av b'gan eden. That way he raises up the level of his father or his mother in gan eden, and is able to make lenient a judgment on the father during the Yud Beis Chodesh. Because the son is able to be mezaka the father in any mitzvah he does. So the same way, there's an inyan for the daven for the yom, but so there's an inyan for the lead the benching as well. And therefore, there is a minhag. All else being equal, there's no baal bayis who's going to choose one of the guests to lead the benching to give him a bracha. So there is a minhag in some places for an ovel to lead the benching. So we said in the Mechaber that a Godol is Mevarech, all else being equal, the greatest in Chachma leads the benching. We said, Afilu Baba Sof, even if he comes at the end. What does that mean, he comes at the end? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Besof HaSuda, he comes at the end of the Suda, as long as, Kol Hecha De'imaisi Lumidi Motzi Lumecha, Kol El B'Simek Kutza De'Zayin, Sif Aleph Ayin Shom. Of course, the only way he's Mitzar to the Zimun at all is if a person comes at the end of the Suda, it has to be those who are finished eating would theoretically eat more food if you brought it to them. Otherwise, they're not together. So when we say that the Gadol could lead the benching, even if he comes at the end, that's only assuming the ones who finished eating by the time he came would be okay eating more food if he brought them their favorite food, then they all Mitzayev together, and then the Gadol could lead the benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Umistabra Dimashe Besudase, and it's logical that if this Gadol who came so late is extending his Suda, he's taking his time, Ein Mechuyovim Lahantim Olav Ach Yigmar Sudaso, there are not Mechuyov to wait for him till he finishes Suda, Kedei Shehu HaMavarech, in order that he should lead the benching just because he's the greatest one, Ela Mavarech Acher Behuyana. Rather, someone else should lead the benching and he should just answer. Then we said in the Mechaber, but if there is no reach there, he's the one who should lead the benching. Sivkaton gimel im yesham reach, haino kishu ocha mipito shabalabayas. It has to be a guest who's actually eating the food from the balabayas. Then he should lead the benching, so he could say the brichas o reach. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up from here, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow.